Chapter 31, Promises to Teachers. Dear teacher, as you consider your need of strength and guidance, need that no human source can supply, I bid you consider the promises of Him who is the wonderful counselor. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. And Psalm chapter 32, verse 8. As the highest preparation for your work, I point you to the words, the life, the methods of the Prince of Teachers. I bid you consider him. Here is your true ideal. Behold it, dwell upon it, until the Spirit of the Divine Teacher shall take possession of your heart and life. Teachers meet with many trials. Discouragements press upon them as they see that their efforts are not always appreciated by their pupils. Satan strives to afflict them with bodily infirmities, hoping to lead them to murmur against God, to forget His goodness, His mercy, His love, and the exceeding weight of glory that awaits the overcomer. Let them remember that by trial God is leading them to more perfect confidence in Him. His eye is ever upon them. And if, in their perplexity, they look to Him in faith, He will bring them forth from the furnace, refined and purified as gold tried in the fire. He lays on them no burden greater than they are able to bear. Teachers need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The earnest prayer of contrite souls will be lodged by the throne, and God will answer these prayers in His own time, if we cling to His arm by faith. Let self be merged in Christ, and Christ in God, and there will be such a display of His power as will melt and subdue hearts. When the teacher will rely upon God in prayer, the Spirit of Christ will come upon him, and God will work through him by the Holy Spirit upon the mind of the student. The Holy Spirit fills mind and heart with hope and courage and Bible imagery, which will be communicated to the student. The words of truth will grow in importance and will assume a breadth and fullness of meaning of which he has never dreamed. Train the youth, mold the character, educate, educate, educate for the future immortal life. Pray often, plead with God to give you a spirit of supplication. Do not feel that your work as teachers is done unless you can lead your scholars to faith in Jesus and love for him. Let the love of Christ pervade your own souls, and then you will unconsciously teach it to others. When you as instructors commit yourselves unreservedly to Jesus, for Him to lead, to guide, to control, you will not fail. Teaching your students to be Christians is the greatest work before you. Go to God. He hears and answers prayer. Teachers and parents should sow beside all waters, and if faithful, they may have a harvest of souls by and by. And when they shall see the souls for whom they have labored around the great white throne, with crowns and white robes and harps of gold, they will feel then that their efforts were not lost. The well-done, good and faithful servant will fall upon their ears as sweet music. We are living in a time when Satan is working with all his power to discourage and defeat those who are laboring in God's service. But we must not fail nor be discouraged. We must exercise greater faith in God. We must trust His living Word. Unless we have a firmer hold from above, we shall never be able to cope with the powers of darkness that will be seen and felt in every department of the work. Teachers should work circumspectly. Those who are often with God in prayer have holy angels by their side. The atmosphere that surrounds their souls is pure and holy, for their whole soul is imbued with the sanctifying influence of the Spirit of God. Many, even in their seasons of devotion, fail of receiving the blessing of real communion with God. They are in too great haste. With hurried steps they press through the circle of Christ's loving presence, pausing perhaps a moment within the sacred precincts, but not waiting for counsel. They have no time to remain with the Divine Teacher. With their burdens, they return to their work. These workers can never attain the highest success until they learn the secret of strength. They must give themselves time to think, to pray, to wait upon God for a renewal of physical, mental, and spiritual power.